This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I stand for the SEC.
Oh.
Okay. I stand for a lot of things. But normally I am, okay, whatever you guys want to do, I'm in. I'll fall in line. That's just the way I operate.
Member of the cult.
Huh?
Member of the cult.
I am a proud member. We're family. We're family, and what's good for South Carolina is good for me, right? I stand up, and I say, you know what? I'm a supporter, but I just don't like this. So now, what is the latest on the? Because so obviously, they've decided last week or a week and a half ago that they are going to go with the seeding, straight line seeding, 1 through 12, or 1 through 16 when they eventually go there. Well, they're trying to figure out beyond this year now. So the latest is, and the SEC and the Big Ten met. And they are talking about how they want to proceed. They want 4 guarantees for each conference. Okay? 4 guaranteed teams in the college football playoff for each conference. So the SEC would get 4. The Big Ten would get 4. The Big 12 would get 2. The ACC would get 2. The Group of 5 would get 1. So, and then they would just like get like what, 3 at-large bids or whatever beyond that. Because that's got 8, 10, 12, that's 13, so you get 3 at-large bids beyond that. The Big 12 is pushing back on this. They're like, no, we don't want a guaranteed 2. We want to have the opportunity to maybe get 3. Which they could, I guess, because of the at-large. But my problem here with what the SEC and the Big 10 want is what they would do is the number 1 and number 2 teams in their conference would automatically get in. And then the third place team would play the 6. And the 4th would play the 5 in conference. Winner gets those spots. I'm sorry, Iowa was the 6th place team in the Big Ten. They were not a playoff team last year.
Stop it.
South Carolina would have been playing in the SEC 3rd place, 2nd whatever championship. They were not. I mean, they were better than Iowa, but they didn't deserve to get it. If you, by the way, Ole Miss would have got left out completely because they were like 8th in conference. So are you going to go by a conference record? So just leave it as just get as many teams in. If the SEC happens to get 8 teams one year, then they happen to get 8 teams one year.
Yes.
If they happen to get 1, because you're going to give a conference champ 1, right? If they happen to get 1, they get 1. And guess who wants that? The SEC coaches. The SEC coaches have already said, we don't want the 4 guarantees. We want to just play it out because 4 guarantees limits them.
Yeah. As Tony Romo said, it's meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Stop all this predetermined stuff. Now, the balance is trying to give the have-nots the opportunity and the chance, right? To me, that happens with just expanding the playoff, not guaranteeing each conference a certain set and amount. I hate that. No.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's the simplest fix to this is you give the automatic bids, like you get an automatic playoff bid to if you win your conference, fine, okay? And then after that, all the seeding is done just by rankings, like it's just like the straight line seeding. All right, we just go 1 through whatever. And to me, like that's the easiest way to fix this. And you will get the best possible teams. You'll get the teams that had qualified for it by winning their conference, right. And then you stack it up the way it needs to be.
You know what's going to happen, right? You know what's inevitable.
They're breaking away.
No, this whole thing is going to March Madness.
Oh, 64.
We're gonna have a 60 team tournament, and everyone will make boatloads of even more cash, and then no one can be left crying. That'll be their perspective of saying, oh, you didn't get into the tournament. So they'll be like, there you go. It's solved for everyone.
You got to shorten the season if you're going to do that. Because college will end up getting a ton of questions about like, all right, well, if you're worried about player safety, why are we extending the season potentially by like 4 games?
Yeah,
we can't
play,
do this.
You'd play almost 20 games.
And obviously, I'm exaggerating to a degree, but.
But yeah,
it's going to keep expanding.
Yeah. A playoff, like in general, like a larger playoff field.
Right. Yeah. You would just eliminate all non-conference games. You would play your 8 conference games, and then you would go right into the postseason. So, maybe that what does happening, but they are looking at the 5 plus 11, so 5 automatic qualifiers, and then 11 at large teams. They're still going to use the same kind of committee, and it would just be that will be the way they go. That's what the SEC coaches want, but the athletic director of both the Big Ten and the SEC want to have a guarantee. And I think they're just missing the mark. I think they're just missing the boat. Speaking of missing the boat, college football kegger here on 105 to the Fan. No, the kegger doesn't miss the boat, but Georgia Tech did. Georgia Tech's handing out rings for a 7-6 Birmingham Bowl season.
Oh gosh.
They are handing out rings. This is the participation wussification trophy here that's happening right now. Rings for a 7-6 team. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's shameful.
Is that worse than the Colts banner? The AFC finalist banner they hung up in 2014?
I think it's on par. I think it's on par.
I think if you're a student athlete, like I at least could say, all right, Georgia Tech is trying to like make this a special thing for a lot of like guys who this will be the peak of their careers or whatever. Like I can kind of like justify at least a little bit the idea of like, oh, it's a special memento for that group of players. The Colts were a professional football
team. But the finalists, that meant what? How far did they go?
They lost in the AFC Championship game.
Oh, they lost.
And they hung up a AFC finalist banner, which great. Is still the set. So and they did great. That like
that's worse.
5 years after they were in the Super Bowl, they hung that banner up?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's not like a team that had zero success whatsoever. That's worse because they're pro.
Yeah, if the Browns go to the AFC Championship game, they never go.
Let me ask this question for you and your youth sports. Have you, as a parent on the fan text, Franklin LaFranco injury attorney text line, 877-881-1053, have you basically talked your child out of wearing the participation ring that they got? You can put the trophy up, but I mean, like, if they want to wear it, or is that just way too cold-blooded? Or have you at least had the serious talk of, you know, you guys finished in fourth. Like, you shouldn't really wear that or be that proud of it or sport it.
So the rings, they only get, in baseball at least, they only give rings if you're in the championship game.
So the Indianapolis Colts ring.
Yeah, so they get one of those. But the kids don't wear them because they're like...
But you get a ring if you lose in the title game?
You get a different color ring. Yeah, you get the, like, it's gold or silver or whatever. But what they don't wear them because they're too big. What they do is, like, they have, like, those stands where you got, like, a bunch of holes, ring holes. So they just put them up there. Kids love them. They like the pictures. They get the picture with them.
No, I know they like them, but do you ever have the talk with your kid, like... You know, you really shouldn't. They shouldn't be giving you a ring for losing in the title game.
Yeah, because the question is always then, like, where does...
them of the joy, but, like, at what age? You know, if it's, like,
but like, where does
12?
It stop?
Yes.
Where do we Where's stop? Where do we say, like, okay, why wasn't it the game before that? Why aren't they honored as well for their success for going to... Like,
yeah.
It seems like an arbitrary cutoff when you get to, well, if you lost in the title... No, well, like, we should either have a title for who won and then nothing else for anybody else. It's the old Mark Cuban quote when he gave when he was talking about the pressure to win in the mid-2000s. He was talking about, we've had a lot of success, but look, at the end of the day, there's one big dog and then there's 29 other teams sniffing his butt. That's what it is.
Yeah, I find that it's one of those things where you say it, but when it comes down to it, you don't do it. Like I know a lot
I'm
of
not
people
saying you're going to take it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people say, like, I'm never going to let my kid get a participation or a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A place trophy. And then when their kid has it, they never take it away.
I wouldn't tell them, but I would just hope they would not want to. But I would never tell them.
College football kegger here on 105.3 The Fan. This is an interesting one. This is one of those bills that gets put on the docket just to get this congressman's name out there, but they are still going to follow through with this congressman in Ohio to ban Ohio teams from competing in a game at noon. They want to ban noon games.
Why?
Because they're sick of Ohio State, because Ohio State plays Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Noon. Big noon game. Nobody wants to see a noon football game on a Saturday, right? Noon, you're still picking the crusties. It's 11 a.m. here. You're still getting the lawn mowed. You're still, you know, maybe figuring out what you want to do for the day. You're getting your honey-do list complete. It's 11 o'clock rolls around, and now you're cooked till 4. You know, like you don't want to do anything. So, and I support this from that perspective, but they're trying to get an Ohio team. This is just an Ohio guy saying you cannot play a noon game in the state of Ohio if you're in the top 10.
Well, you know what? This is Chris Del Conte, the AD at Texas. He recognized that they're just a bunch of heathens there in Ohio is what he came down on. Because they asked Chris Del Conte, they're like, why didn't you just agree with Ohio State to move the game? And he said, why would I want to move the game to Sunday night and have a short week? He said, no to Sunday game. He said, I've got to go to church. So Chris Del Conte said, I'm worried about church, not these Ohio State heathens.
Love it.
Look at that. The College Baseball World Series bracket, the College World Series bracket is out, and it is quite SEC heavy.
Vandy!
The top eight seeds are all SEC teams, or I should say, eight of the top 16, so the brackets, the teams hosting regionals.
See, only three of them should make it.
Right, there you go. Arkansas, Auburn, Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, LSU, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. They are all hosting these tournament games. Man, and A&M, they started the year preseason number one. They started the year number one.
You were waiting for that.
Number one. And they finished with a 30-26 record, first team ever to start the season number one and miss the NCAA tournament.
Mm.
And then their girls team, the softball team, got knocked out by Liberty.
Are you embarrassed?
First, like, one seed to get knocked out like that and not make the super regional. Bad, bad look. Bad
curse,
day.
Curse of Jimbo.
Bad day
yeah.
to be a fighting Texas Aggie. Speaking of the Women's College World Series, that is getting going today. That will start today. You will have Texas at Florida at noon. This is in Oklahoma City. You will have Tennessee, Oklahoma at 2:30 or 1:30. Oklahoma's going for like their ninth straight title. I think it's like fifth. Then you will have Ole Miss and Texas Tech at 6, and then Oregon, UCLA at 8:30. Women's College World. I got to say, the softball, super fun.
Will you watch more of the softball or college baseball? People get into the college baseball one.
They do.
Is this where all the shots?
Yeah.
The shot contest?
Yeah, the shot contest.
Happens?
Yep.
Now, do your kids watch either? Do your kids?
They watch the baseball.
They do.
A lot, yeah.
They watch more college baseball than pro.
They watch, because they mostly watch highlights. They're watching the highlights, right? But my older one, he's on the MLB app, and he's on the college baseball, you know, highlight YouTube thing, whatever. So they watch quite a bit of it, but it's only mostly around Tennessee.
I love softball. Like I've gotten into the Keller, like, opened my eyes to that game. Happens really fast.
Well, the game's like 90 minutes long.
But I mean, like, it also, like, I mean, everything happens really, obviously, with like the mound being closer and everything else. Like, that game's really fast and really intense. Didn't you go up against a UTA pitcher back in the day? A softball pitcher?
We did.
How did you do in that?
Let's see, was it, so we did two. We did one against the girls, like, pro team. Remember, we played a softball game. We went up beating. We walked them off on a Mac angle, opposite field single.
How do you remember that?
I'm like LeBron. I'm like LeBron with the memory.
Except
right?
You forgot that we interviewed Tommy DeVito's agent.
I did. I
had no idea what Bobby was talking about yesterday.
I had no idea. Let's see. So I popped up to first in that game. And then in the other time where I met the UTA pitcher, she got me. She struck me out.
Mm. Yeah.
Bassett hit a fly ball against her.
Give me a couple hours. Get the timing down.
That's what you need. Yeah. That's what you need. Like, it's like, you know, when you're just up there.
Yeah.
You know, when you're up there, you're cold.
Yeah.
Come on. No chance.
Come on, man.
I need T-work.
Let me ask. Who would I ask Tyrese advice for? Let me ask Jenny Finch.
Jenny Finch.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny Finch, years ago, it was she struck out Blaylock. Hank Blaylock had done something against her, and they said the equivalent of how close she is, and Jenny Finch, it's like a 98-mile-per-hour fastball.
And it's rising. So, like, you're swinging under everything. Yeah. And, man, I'll tell you, I was on it because I had fouled the first one off, okay? And then the second one, I swung through. I swung through the first one. I fouled the second one off. I was on it. And she pulled the string. and threw me a changeup.
Just pulled the chair out from under you.
I did like a pirouette kind of spin in the batter's box. I was like, you've got to be. That's not fair. That is not fair. Real quick, one thing. What do you think about this? So Arkansas, after SGA won the MVP and advances, you know, obviously advances, Arkansas post Coach Cal has produced an NBA MVP guard at his last two stops. And they talk about SGA and Derrick Rose. They didn't happen at Arkansas.
But they got the coach.
Yeah, but is that okay?
Well, give me the announcement again.
So Cal posted, I'm so proud of Shea here in the MVP through his work. Yeah. They reposted it, which is fine. Yeah. They just retweeted it. But they reposted it and said, he has produced an NBA MVP guard his last two coaching stops.
I support it.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
All right. So you're not trying to...
They're not saying we
drift on somebody else's...
No, it's factually correct. His last two stops, he's produced MVP. He just hasn't done one here yet, but he will.
RJ Choppy with the College Kegger. Thursday edition as we try to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Could this blockbuster save this offense and baseball team on the home of the Rangers next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.